How do we sync our audio and video perfectly up in OBS or similar live streaming programs for recording and live streaming? This is an essential thing to check, especially if you're doing live streams on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Mixer with OBS, because it is so annoying. It's so annoying to watch a live stream where the audio or what's being said on camera and coming out of the mouth is not in sync with what is on the screen. I watched a stream earlier today. The streamer was off sync by at least 1 second. So obnoxious. You hear the audio first, and then 1 second later, the mouth starts moving. There's a really simple way to get this set up, and I will show you how to do this now, because this is one of those little details that sets your stream as professional versus total amateur noob that doesn't sync it up right. I actually needed to do this for myself. I did a bunch of live streams in OBS without taking the time to sync this up exactly. And now I'm so grateful. You'll see my mouth and my audio are in the exact same frame now. After you watch some of my older videos, you'll notice they're not. This, you need to do this every time you change something significant in your studio setup. For me, my studio setup was fine for years. And then what I did, I changed a camera. And the camera I have adds a 115 millisecond lag to what my face looks like in the camera versus what my mouth is saying on the screen. That means the camera takes a tenth of a second longer to show the image versus the audio. That might not seem like a big difference, but it's annoying and you can notice it. So I'll show you how to get it exactly right. First, in OBS, you need to go into advanced audio properties to do this. So wherever your mic is, you click on the gear icon, and you go into advanced audio properties. Then what you've got up here is sync offset. You go to sync offset. Mine is 115 milliseconds, and I figured this out by doing the process I'm showing you. It is not good enough to just freestyle it and try and test. Figure it out exactly. Do it exactly. Don't get it so it's just a little bit off, because that's still annoying. Figure out exactly what it is. Doing the following method. So here's how you do it. You go over to your whatever video editing program you want to use. So what you do, I'll move OBS over here. We'll go over and use Camtasia. If you don't have a video editing program, you need to get one, especially if you're live streaming. Get something like Camtasia. I recommend if you're on Mac, use Final Cut Pro X. And I'm not sure, Camtasia on Windows, at least the version I'm used or that I used before, I don't know if it had 60 frames per second, but on Mac, Final Cut Pro X is really good. You need any kind of video editor. Windows should have a built-in video editor on it. Last time I used it, it did. Then what you need to do is film a video where you're clapping. So what you do on a video where you're clapping, you do the following. You get your hands like this and you simply clap. Just like that. What this does, it produces a visual that exactly matches the audio. And for best effect, you want your hands to bounce. So if you just hold them together, it's possible to get it synced up less. But if you bounce, you can hit the exact frame and get it perfectly in sync. So like this. So you literally just do a video. You literally do a video where you put your hands in front of the camera, clap once. And what it does, as soon as your hands hit, it produces a sound. And as soon as that exact frame where your hands hit, your audio should be exactly in sync with that. So here's how it looks on mine. I did a clap test and I'll play it through here. What you can, and then in your editor, you look for this audio spike right here. The audio spike should be in the exact frame. You might need to zoom in a bit. I've zoomed in to individual frames. This is broken down into individual frames. So you can see the exact frame where my hands hit, the audio spikes during that exact frame. That means it is perfectly synced up. My audio and my video on the camera are perfectly synced up, where what's on the camera and what I'm being said is at the exact same time. Now, how did I originally figure out it was 115 milliseconds? When I originally did this test, the clap was a significant amount of frames behind the audio. So what happened in when you don't have it synced up right, when you don't have it synced right, your audio will be first and then the video will come after it. And what you need to do is calculate the number of frames after it, put that into milliseconds, and then you've got it perfectly synced. So for example, when mine wasn't synced, the audio was coming 115 or so milliseconds behind where the clap was on the screen. So what I did is I went used the calculator as follows. I used the calculator to calculate exactly how many frames that is. So if you whip the calculator out up here, my videos are 60 frames per second. So in mine, you can 60 frames per second and 115 milliseconds need to work out. So 100, you could divide, there's 1,000 milliseconds, and don't worry about my math here. Just, I'm gonna take the inverse of that. All right, I don't know how this makes sense in my head, but it does. Anyway, 115 milliseconds is 11.5% of 60 seconds or 60 frames. 60 frames. Let's just 60 frames. It's 11.5% of 60 frames. So we're gonna multiply 11.5. So 1 full second is 60 frames, and 115 milliseconds is 11.5%. So we're gonna multiply times 60. So that what I was about 7 frames behind on my live stream. My audio came about 7 frames. Before my video showed it. So what you can do to do this the opposite direction, let's say your video, you calculate it's 12 frames behind. So your clap happens, 12 frames go by if it's 60 frames per second. If it's 30 frames per second, you need to divide by 30 instead of 60. If you're using something different, divide by that. Mine's 60, so let's say it was 12 frames per second behind. And I'm using 60 frames. What I would do is divide 12 by 60. Now I have the exact and multiply by 1,000 for milliseconds. Now I have the exact number in milliseconds I need to put my audio at to perfectly sync it. That means if I was 12 out of 60 frames behind, then 200 milliseconds would be the perfect number to sync it. Let's do another example. Let's pretend you are doing 30 frames per second. And like the guy on stream today had probably about a 36 frame delay. It was god awful. I told him, I gave him $10 worth of stars on it. And then I said, this is unwatchable. You need to fix this. His was about 36 frames behind. And if he's running 30 frames per second, then you would divide by 30. So let's say you did this and it was 36 frames behind, which means it would be 1 whole second. And then this very last number, if your video editing software is in frames, which it should be, you do 1 second in your frames per second, and then the number of frames after that. So let's say it was 1 second plus 6 more frames at 30 frames a second. That's 36 frames. You follow me? Now we divide by 30. That means, and multiply by 1,000 to get it in milliseconds. That would mean if you were 36 frames behind on a 30 frames per second stream, you would need 1,200 milliseconds or 1.2 seconds to get your audio and your camera synced up exactly. So you would go back into OBS where I showed you before. You'd go back into OBS. You would pull up, you'd go over here and go over to the audio. You pull up advanced audio properties, make sure it's on the same mic source that's triggering. If you put it on the wrong one, it won't work. Then you put in the exact sync offset. Then you record and do another clap test right after that. You do another clap test immediately afterwards, and then you verify like I just did. You verify as that it's perfectly synced up and get it. You might as well get it exactly right. Like, I've got mine exactly right. The exact moment, you'll see my hands are apart in the frame before it, and in the frame, as soon as the new frame starts, you could even argue my audio could even go up 5 more milliseconds. You could even argue that maybe my hands were already together for that exact frame, that I could actually add 5 more milliseconds. I think your standard of error can be 10 milliseconds. That's a hundredth of a second. That's not going to be noticeable. You can tell where my mouth is speaking now. You've got it. All right, this is how you do this. And this is important. Your stream looks like absolute trash if your mouth is significantly different from your audio. And this can change anytime you switch cameras, or theoretically could switch when you have audio also. If for some reason your audio is delayed behind your camera, you may be able to add some delay into your camera source. However, your audio setup screwed up if it's delayed beyond your camera. Your audio should be really smooth and fast. Audio is quick and easy to process compared to the camera. To the amount of megabits of data the camera is putting through, the audio should never be behind the camera. Your whole setup screwed if it is. So thank you very much for watching this. I hope this tutorial is helpful for you. And please get your audio and your video synced up, and just do this test. Make sure it is synced up very closely. Even if you think it is, you can sync it up a little closer and just get it really crisp so that all the audio sounds right. All right, I'm enjoying hearing myself talk, and I'll see you again soon.